Good day to you. This is your checkmate broadcasting to you from Prague, which has become a ghost town. With the recent situation with the coronavirus, one is left wondering what an amazing time we live in. It's something that has never happened to the world. And already now, I have some 12 thoughts that I want to share. I will try and increase the frequency of these podcasts because there is just so many things happening, changing every day. So let me devote this first episode of the special coronavirus edition for your home listening while you do your other essential life-giving activities. Let me just go through the 12 topics that came to my mind and that I want to cover in the upcoming episodes of Checkmate. Well, first of all, such a global halt has never happened in the history of mankind. I mean, we've had wars, we've had curfews, we've had floods, we've had the halts of the economy, but the economy has always been halted so that its energy could be redirected into other areas such as war and stuff. And planet has never had such a synchronized sickness in the world, so in its history. So is this another step to civilization type one, a planetary civilization? Question number two is, thank God we have internet. We have already started the movement from this world, the world of material and the world of biology and the world of biological viruses. We've started a great movement of nations into the digital. We've constructed ourselves a new hope, a new world, new never ever land, new Jerusalem, new matrix, voluntary matrix. There we are, there we can live, and that's why the economy can function. If this happened 20 years ago, the society would truly collapse. But now we can keep our relationships, if you've noticed, we can keep our specialized society running exactly because we've already moved the center of gravity of our identity and also of our society to the internet, or we are slowly doing it. Well, that's topic number two. Topic number three is this idea of a global Shabbat, an enforced rest. You know that the fields got to be rested every 7 years or every here and then. You know that bears lay for their winter sleep. And that also in the times of the winter, Romans simply didn't count 2 months of their calendar. 61 days were simply non-existing. They didn't even count. And is this the situation that for the first time in the history of this planet, we are now exempt from the agricultural cycles, which also demanded a little bit of rest in the winter where there wasn't so much work to be done. But now we've sort of leveled. There is no agricultural cycle. For most of us, our working days look exactly the same, 365 days a year. There is no difference between winter and summer. So is this the first globalized arrest? Are we an overworked society with a burnout syndrome that simply needed to rest? Maybe we should have rested in 2008. The signal was that we've overconsumed and overproduced ourselves. We've burned the economy, we've burned the nature, and we've overburned our human capacities. And what sort of energy can we have, or can we imagine to have, after this is over? Let's just imagine how arrested artist, arrested teacher, arrested worker, arrested, not arrested, but rested scientist could, you know, the sort of ideas, the sort of they're doing things differently that we might come up with after this is done. Topic number four would be alone. We are now forced to be alone. We are used to be sort of spread out all over the world. My supply and my demand is all stretching all the way from Prague to your country, as you can hear, and is also touching Africa and China. I have many things from China. I'm spread out all over the world. I have become a little bit omnipresent because of the internet. And also because of all the flying and all the liquid society. Now one has to be alone. How is it to be alone in the evenings where you can't go out to socialize? Topic number five would be specialization. The whole trick of the beauty of the economy that we specialize, everybody does something else. Now, this is a little bit of a setback. In the fifth episode, I want to focus on sort of this specialization in the real world. Question number six, or topic number six, is what is this doing with globalization? I mean, we've always viewed globalization as a positive thing, more or less. But now in the last 12 years, so to speak, we are getting not the sunny side up of globalization, but the sadder side up. 2008 was a financial crisis that spread out thanks to the globalization. 2000 later, when the refugee crisis came about, this was another situation where a lot of people wanted to close their borders. Then we had Trump and Brexit all sort of going against this beautiful dream of the whole planet talking with each other. How are we to read the coronavirus, where it looks like our borders and our homes, maybe even our factories, will be closed for a very long time? Question number seven, or topic number seven, is this planetization. Is this a shift towards a civilization type one? Are we now becoming one in being infected by exactly the same sickness? This is not a Chinese illness. This is a human illness. It doesn't really respect political borders. It doesn't respect religious borders. It doesn't respect any race. There is just a beautiful opportunity for the world community to come together and deal with this together. I mean, I understand the overreaction. We're really dealing with it in medieval ways. We are, you know, supposed to stay home, wash our hands, and wear something over our mouths. I mean, this is just like a medieval recipe. This is something that we could have done in medieval times. Is there a more modern way how to scientifically tackle these small little beginnings of life that we call viruses? Topic number eight is a little bit of a fantasy. I would like to just play out an apocalypse. Just imagine that this is it. That's the end of our civilization. The virus is here to stay. We will never be able to understand what's in it. Will we be able to structure our economy so as to accommodate a planet that cannot leave really their homes? This is just a fantasy, but I want to test our way of economic thinking when it comes to not being able to be economic. Number nine, well, I have had the, I grew up in a communist country. I was 13 when the revolution came. So I do remember how Prague looked like before all the tourists came in. And it was a beautiful city that there was nobody to view it. There was no eyes of the beholder to behold. And now Prague is even emptier than during the communist regimes. I can walk down the Charles Bridge. I can walk down the castle or up the castle and through all the most beautiful places of this town, and maybe even in the most beautiful city in the world, but there is nobody to watch. There is no other totalitarian regime that gained so much control over the lives of its people or of its inhabitants, and they're doing the right thing. There is really nothing to criticize. This is something that we should do, but yet what is this going to do to our democracy? That's going to be a topic number 11. What sort of democracy in the time of semi-war? All democracies revert to totalitarian dictatorship during the time of war or during things like this. Now, do we really have the right leaders in place? I mean, we have some of our world leaders that are crazy, even during, standard times, lying, even though they don't have to lie, and being very aggressive and racist and violent verbally. Even in times when it wasn't really necessary. What's going to happen now, and how can we be sure to criticize, but not too much, because this is not the time to criticize. Topic number 11 is, what should the governments do? Should we be able to do short working hours? I think this is a good time to have all the ideas that we had before the coronavirus apply now. How about general income, for the guaranteed income for everybody, now that another reason has appeared? And topic number 12 is something that I thought of yesterday, and that's coronal mass ejection. You know, this is something that I've been sort of thinking about since the first time I heard about coronavirus. It immediately reminded me of mass coronal ejections from our sun, which sometimes happens, that there is a large volume of plasma that flies through space, and sometimes, very rarely, but it does happen, it did happen in the 19th century, it hits our planet and then it burns everything that's electric. Back in the 19th century, we didn't realize it, except for a couple of scientists, because there simply wasn't much electricity. But today, that would destroy us. So the question is, would a biological virus, if you had to choose to have this, a biological virus of these old school, let's say, and a computer virus or a coronal mass ejection, which is even worse, would we do worse if we were healthy in the real world, in real life, but our internet was sick? And I'm afraid that if I asked my son, he would say, no, this is much better than internet going down. And actually, even thinking about it from, a little bit of a taking two steps back, I think our society would be much more closer to a collapse if our internet collapsed, if our electricity collapsed, we wouldn't be able to survive. Now, this virus, this biological virus, as mean as it is and as many lives as it has claimed, it still allows the society to function, maybe more nicely or more readily. It caters much more functional society than a society without the internet would be. So those are my 12 topics. I think I will come up with some new ones as we go, but for the following days, this is something that I want to focus and think about. And this has been your checkmate. Enjoy the times as much as you can. This is something that no economist, no philosopher has ever thought about.